Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
For this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how is your health doing? And in this case, I'm talking about your physical health, specifically. When I moved out here to California, I had this idea that I would see so many healthy, svelte, good-looking, physically in shape people compared to what I saw in the Northeast, figuring that because the weather is a lot nicer here, people are a lot more into outside activities because of that weather, that there would be better health and wellness out here. There's also a lot of pretty wealthy people out here around Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, etc. Sadly, this isn't truly what I have been seeing. And the main reason, as far as I can tell, is because we human beings have a few things going against us. The first thing that we have going against us is the food that we are eating is full of crap. We don't even know what's in most of the food that we eat. And, of course, I've harped on this a lot in this podcast, so I'm not going to go into big detail on it. Suffice it to say, do yourself a favor and buy the best quality of food that you can. One-item foods. And take those one-item foods, like, shall we say, some fresh-caught fish and some fresh vegetables and some spices, with a bit of coconut or olive oil and some herbs and seasonings, and mix it together and make yourself a delicious meal that's healthy for you versus all the garbage that I now call Frankenfood that is in our grocers' freezers and shelves. I'm amazed to see what people choose to purchase for their food. So many packages of things with ingredients I know I can't pronounce, and I'm fairly certain many of them can't either. And if you can't pronounce it, you're not in a good space to eat it because it's chemicals and your body has no idea what to do with them. The second problem that we have is that we spend so much time inside. I've mainly spent this entire day inside working and getting distracted by phone calls and things of this nature. We need to get our vitamin D, and the sunshine is our friend. That is where the vitamin D is supposed to come from, 20 minutes every single day. If you can't do that, get some vitamin D3 and take it, because, I don't know, I was reading somewhere that quite a few of your body's natural processes require vitamin D, and if there's a problem, this could be one of the disruptors. And lastly, we need to hydrate ourselves. Stop going to Starbucks and buying that horribly overpriced stuff they have in there called coffee, especially if you're buying it with a bunch of sweet stuff thrown in on top. Once in a blue moon, it's fine to do that. But as an everyday event, $5-6 a pop? Who are you kidding? This is going to destroy your health over a period of time. In all of those so-called restaurants we have, the fast food, man, one of my clients was taken to McDonald's to get her dinner because they're running late and the weather sucked and there were a lot of excuses. Man, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, stay the hell away from these places if you want to have any health. My God, I don't even know it's in that food. I don't want to know it's not food because it's not food. It's garbage. Stay away from those places. The third problem that we have is, as I was saying, we sit on our butts way too much in front of computers, TVs, iPhones, in restaurants, eating unhealthy food. eating unhealthy food more often than not, watching horrible movies. My God, I was sitting with my roommate. She was watching the end of some program that she likes watching, and it was one of these programs where they were talking about, I don't know, people being hurt and going after the sacred whatever to save whatever, I don't know. And then after that, we watched Dateline, and it was all about a murder of a woman done by her brother-in-law, supposedly instigated by her own husband, and she was pregnant at the time. Now, you can understand why I stay away from TV, because if this is the crap that you're going to be watching on TV, it incites a lot of cortisol and adrenaline into your system, and these are very bad, unhealthy things. So just stay away from the TV. There's not much on there to engage a person with any brain cells. Find something fun and exciting to do. Get your butt out there and go do something. Go play some sports or whatever. And then that's the other thing. Movement. Our body was made to move. I have this argument with one of my younger clients all the time. She talks about aches and pains, but the reason she has aches and pains is because she's married to her freaking iPhone and her computer. And she's like an old lady hanging out in the house all day long and then wondering why it is that her body is unhappy with her. We need to walk. We need to run. We need to move around. We need to lift things in order for our bodies to be healthy. And, you know, I can be as guilty as anyone, as I was saying. However, one of the things that I have changed, within the last few months, was I joined the health club. Because my favorite place to hang out is the Whirlpool. And at my health club, it's not a very nice health club, but the Whirlpool is huge as far as Whirlpools go. The whole thing is tiled, including the bottom, so I get nice grip. And I can do all kinds of really cool stretching exercises and other kinds of exercises in there. And I do my self-hypnosis in there to clear my mind and come up with great ideas for things I want to do going forward in my life, which is what I use self-hypnosis for. And I meet some pretty cool people there at the same time. And as a direct result of eating one-item foods and going to the health club about 3 to 4 times a week on average, I've been able to very easily drop about 10 pounds off my 5-foot frame, which is a lot of weight for a 5-foot person, actually. I got like another 4 or 5 to go, and then I'll be happy, because all I want isn't really the weight per se. It's more about being able to fit into my hypnowear, stuff that I like to wear for my hypnosis trainings and demonstrations and to do my work. Clothes I feel the best in, actually. And they were really bought a few years ago when I was a little bit smaller than I am now. And I am only about 2 to 4 pounds away from there. So it's totally doable. And it hasn't been that hard. So this is the thing. If you find an activity that you enjoy doing and you can and will do it 3, 4, 5 times a week, you will find the weight will drop off. And you'll be able to wear those clothes that you want to wear. I'm finally able to fit into my Israeli jeans, as I call them. I bought them in Israel. They haven't fit me since I came out here to California, and now they do. And that is something that is very cool in my world. So it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. More, it takes a bit of thoughtfulness and a desire that is more important to you than the time and effort it will take to actually get yourself into better shape. And I can say, having better energy, fitting into my clothes, having my other clothes that are a little bit bigger falling off of me, that feels pretty good to me, actually, at this point in time. And I bet it would do the same if you were to check in and really do what your body really truly needs you to do. Because without your health, what do you have? I've been in those places with really bad health for years, decades. It sucked. And the thing that I can say now is I have really good health right now. I know this because of the medical records and the insurance company where I just got an insurance policy for myself. Glowing health report with all the testing that was done. And that's with my shitty health record from the past. So if I can do it, you can certainly do it. It's just a matter of having a positive attitude and deciding that you're worth it. That's really all there is to it. And for all you healthcare providers out there, it's doubly and triply important for you because you have people who are looking up to you as role models. They want to know that you're healthy and that you're doing well because they're learning from you how to take care of themselves. Now, for you healthcare providers, I am in the midst of putting together an exciting adventure for us to let go of those things that are not working so well for us in the world of healthcare while developing a much better way to work, doing the things you love to do, while creating a better income for yourself and learning some tools and techniques that will help you personally as well as your patients. If that sounds interesting to you, please sign up for my newsletter at dawningvisions.com, D-A-W-N-I-N-G, V as in Victor, I-S as in Sam, I-O-N-S.com. And that information will be coming to you as we develop the program so that you can get the information timely. As always, thank you for your time. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.